It's Flash of Genius. It's a quick hitting topic with Noah McNeely from Product Quick Start. Noah, today's question. I'm an inventor. Should I learn CAD? Go.
Well, as with most of my answers, it depends. Absolutely. So I think it depends on your expectations. You can put it to you this way. You can read the manual on your stove or your oven, and you can know how to cook some things. That does not make you a chef or even a great cook. And the same is true with CAD. So you can learn CAD by watching YouTube, and you know, there's all sorts of free resources. I think that's great. I actually love it when some of my clients do know enough about CAD to build their basic idea into the software, and they can bring it to me, and I can start there. I get a rough idea. I can spin stuff around. I get it. However, if your expectation is you're going to learn CAD and you're going to be able to design a product ready for manufacturing, that's probably not true. Now, to be fair, you could probably watch enough YouTube videos over the course of a few years to really get there, but you're not going to get there quickly. So should you learn CAD if you want to, and if your expectations are correct, learning CAD as a, you know, some as a non-experienced, non-engineer, you're not going to be able to engineer products right out the gate with that.
I'm going to ask you a follow-up question that might be very, very unfair, because you said it kind of depends, but any inventor, is there even just a basic understanding of CAD that you think almost any inventor should at least dip their toe in the water, kind of understand what CAD is about and what it does? Talk a little bit. Can you come to some minimal viable knowledge base of CAD?
Absolutely. And you can do that without spending any money. There's actually some free CAD software out there. There's one that's appropriately named FreeCAD that you can download, and you can do a lot of the basic stuff with it. Now, it's not going to have the same power as software like I use or other professionals would use, but it's really good for learning and understanding what CAD can do, what it can't do. And of course, you know, there's a whole range of costs. You can go to the free stuff, which is not going to necessarily have all those features that someone like I would use. There's also some sort of mid-cost things like $500 a year. You can get a program called Fusion 360, which is actually a really nice program. Now, the stuff I use, that's a couple $1,000 a year. Unless you've just got that money lying around and you want to throw it at something, I don't think you need to do that.
And to you and to them, the main benefit of them even having a minimum knowledge base of CAD is it kind of helps them and help you in the product where you don't have to maybe educate them as much, or they can bring something, or they you know, what's the benefit to you and to their project to even have a minimum?
It's really a communication tool. So that's, it's not, I should say, it's not so much about knowing what CAD is capable of, but it's another way you can communicate with me in three dimensions. So you can draw sketches all day long, and usually that's enough for me to understand things, but I have to put it in CAD and then show it back to you in 3D for you to say, yeah, that's what I meant. But if you do that up front, that's a little bit less work I have to do. So probably a little bit less I have to charge you to do it.
So for that minimum knowledge base, they need to give themselves a few hours. They need to give themselves a little bit of time. They need to be able to kind of go in the software and fool around a little bit. And it should give yourself a little bit of time.
Yeah. You can learn all the basic stuff with YouTube videos on, you know, just find the YouTube videos about whichever software you bought or downloaded. And you can get started really well.
And I get to be the slightly annoying co-host and add that the free one is called FreeCAD. FreeCAD, not freak ad.
That's great. There are other free software as well. I just brought that up because it's easy to remember.
And it's free. Noah McNeely from Product Quick Start, the Flash of Genius from Product Genius. Thank you very much.
Thank you.